Hi, this is Gabrielle. I'm from quickfityoga.com and hotyogadoctor.com. That's quickfityoga.com and hotyogadoctor.com, hotyogadoctor.com. Today, I'm going to have a conversation with someone who has an awe-inspiring story of how he turned his life around a whole 180 degrees with yoga, someone who's developed a marvelous supplement that actually makes you more flexible, yeah, really, and he's the co-founder of Absolute Yoga Samui in beautiful Thailand, is just about to launch his new venture which will deliver you an at-home detox product, and who runs the highly successful hot yoga teacher training that we recommend on our website. Welcome, Lucas Rockwood.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi. Nice of you to join us. Thanks for doing that. We've got
some. I'm here in Chiang Mai in Thailand now, and so I just wanted to let all your listeners know I'm usually based in Koh Samui, but at the moment I'm up north in the mountains of Chiang Mai talking to you.
Oh, how beautiful. What's the weather like there today?
That's probably about 28 degrees Celsius, and really beautiful sunny day.
And what's 28 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit?
I think that would be around mid-80s, something like that.
How glorious.
So very warm. Yeah.
We've got some exciting and interesting topics lined up for the listener today. And our hope for this conversation is to shed some light on what makes a great yoga class, a great yoga teacher, and a great yoga teacher training, what the good instructors are doing around the world, and perhaps, Lucas, you can throw in some key points of interest that the listener might not be aware of. And we'll finish off with something that they can take away with on your very next class. You can take away something that will make a difference no matter what style of yoga you practice. So firstly, though, Lucas, I'd like to start with perhaps your story. Can you tell us how hot yoga turned your life around? Because I believe
Sure.
it's a very inspiring story.
Yeah, it's sort of a strange story, but the more I talk to students and people, the more I find that it's not so uncommon. A lot of people who get into hot yoga in particular tend to have really big transformational experiences in their yoga practice, in their life, and really in everything they're doing. My story started about 6 years ago. I was working sort of a standard corporate office job doing marketing and advertising for a couple of magazines in New York City. And just kind of doing the standard American routine, you know, working a 40-hour week, and on the weekends, you know, drinking myself silly and eating too much food and living sort of a toxic lifestyle that most of us consider a normal lifestyle. And a number of different things happened, sort of big events that happened, and obviously there was 9/11 in New York City was a big event in my life, and there was a few other major shifts that happened in my life that just kind of made me reevaluate my job and my lifestyle. And I wouldn't say it happened all at once, but really quickly I started looking for other alternatives. I just kind of looked around at my life and realized that more than anything, my lifestyle wasn't sustainable. And with everything I do these days, ever since I had that transformation, that idea of sustainable living has really been a theme that goes through whatever I try to do, because so much of what we do, whether it's our work life or our eating habits or our mental state, our mindset, so little of it is really sustainable long term. In other words, you know, you wake up in the morning and you have a certain outlook on your day. Well, for most of us, that's a pretty crappy outlook. And if you carry that on for the next 10 or 20 years, your life is really just going to spiral down. With our eating habits, with our exercise, with our yoga, almost everyone has a lot of habits that just are not sustainable long term. They're going to run you into the ground. You're going to end up broken, alone, and sick. And that's when I looked at my life and I projected 5, 10, 15 years in the future, that's where I was headed. And that's where most people are headed. But I wasn't really willing to settle for that. So I started looking around and I got into yoga. And, I went to my first hot yoga class and, I just about died. I made it through about four postures. I fell over, literally blacked out. I literally crawled out on my hands and knees, crawled out of class. Completely packed class downtown New York City, And I laid down flat on my back in the lobby for about 45 minutes until somebody revived me. From that day forward, I was completely hooked. And I just couldn't get enough. I couldn't get enough. And I didn't miss a day for something like 300 days straight. When I was traveling, I had Bikram's tape and I did hot yoga all by myself, listened to the recording. I was a complete hot yoga junkie. And what it did for me was just, I mean, nothing short of transformational. You know, you walk into that room and you don't need any prerequisites. You know, it's not a question of will you focus. It's just survival for 90 minutes, and that's how it was for me. And that was such a powerful experience coming from a lifestyle that was so scattered, so chaotic, so hectic, drugs and alcohol and work that didn't mean anything and relationships that didn't mean anything, to just step into a space where suddenly focus and personal growth and all of that stuff was just thrust on me, and it came so vicariously. It wasn't something that I had to make a choice about. It wasn't something that I had to study yoga philosophy about. It just came at me 100 miles an hour, and it literally pulled the rug right out from under my feet. But that experience was really exciting for me, and it was really a time in my life when it was welcome. So I just kind of rolled with the punches, and I sort of went down that path. And I'm sure you know, Gabriel, you know, you talk to people and they start doing hot yoga, and so quickly their life changes. And that's what happened for me. You know, within 6 months, I'd quit my job and I'd started studying nutrition and health food. I got into the raw food movement. I'd lost about 40 pounds, all of which happened in around 6 to 8 weeks.
It's very
Honestly, people
fast, isn't
didn't.
it? It's very fast to make those changes. It's incredible.
Yeah, honestly, people didn't recognize me on the street. My entire social group changed. It all just happened. I mean, you know, let's say over the course of 6 months, my life went a complete 180 degrees, and all of that was predicated by, you know, hot yoga class, 90 minutes staring at yourself in the mirror, just kind of facing your inner demons. And that's kind of that's for me, that's really the beauty of a hot yoga class, and that's why it's been so powerful all over the world from what I've seen.
Well, you started as a diehard Bikram junkie, as a lot of us
That's
do,
right. Yeah.
and you went every day for a year. What happened
Yeah.
after that? Tell us about your yoga experience from there.
Yeah, so after about a year of really, really hardcore hot yoga, I got introduced to Power Vinyasa Yoga. I think my first sort of Power Vinyasa class was with Brian Kest in Santa Monica. He has quite a famous, nice studio in Santa Monica, California.
Absolutely, heard of it.
And so yeah, I spent some time there, and I just got really interested in it. And a big part of it was I was traveling a lot, and I didn't have a hot room, and I was doing hot yoga without the heat, but I felt like it was missing something. You know, and so I wanted to learn how to build that heat internally. And that's kind of where I got my initial push towards Power Vinyasa. And what I found lacking in a lot of Vinyasa classes was the structure, which I loved in the Bikram class. I loved the predictability. You don't have to think, you know what posture is coming next, you know how you're going to feel when it's done. For me, at the place I was in my life then, and even where I am now, I just structure is so powerful for transformation. So I soon found that Power Vinyasa comes from Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga has a very, very rigid system. And for a personality like mine, that was really, really something I could latch on to and run with for a long, long time. So yeah, I found the Ashtanga community, and I followed that just as diehard as I did the Bikram community with lots of times still spending time with my Bikram friends and going to Bikram classes and stuff like that. But I got pretty involved in the Ashtanga scene for many, many years. And yeah, so that's kind of my yoga story. And because your hot yoga had such a big impact on me, you know, bigger impact than really anything in terms of health and wellness in my life, I've kind of made it my focus to share hot yoga with other people. And so I founded a hot yoga studio. I've hired many, many hot yoga teachers. I've hosted hot yoga workshops. And then sort of the biggest event that I do now are these, I host these hot yoga teacher trainings in Koh Samui, which are 200-hour yoga alliance one-month courses where people can come and become certified in hot yoga.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping we'd touch on that at some stage.
Sure.
I wonder if you could talk to us now, maybe, about the difference between Bikram yoga and hot yoga, because a lot of our customers, both our customers actually, practice all kinds of yoga, heated and regular kind of yoga without the heat. So can you talk to the differences between Bikram yoga and hot yoga?
Sure. Well, hot yoga really came from Bikram Chowdhury, and he's the one who's really, really laid the foundation for the hot yoga movement that's happened all over the world. He had teachers before him, and I'm sure there were other people doing some things with hot yoga, but when we talk about hot yoga, it's always coming from that lineage. And he's really the driving force behind that movement. But what's been happening more and more is, as time goes on, things always change. And even something as structured as Bikram yoga or something as structured as Ashtanga yoga, these things change over the years, and they're constantly and continually being updated,
Evolved.
integrated, morphed, evolved, and into different things. And at this point, there's an enormous, enormous group of students who've been practicing hot yoga for a very long time. There's an enormous group of teachers who've been teaching hot yoga for a very long time. And there are now quite a few different teachers who've come up with different sequences within the same style of Bikram yoga. And of course, there's a lot of controversy. Is this true to the form? Is this better? Is it worse? And I used to have really strong opinions about right and wrong when it comes to yoga. And my new opinion is anything that works is great. And the feeling of a good class. You walk into class feeling one way, and you walk out of class feeling another way. And I've found that that can happen in a lot of different ways. That can happen in a hot yoga room. That can happen in a power vinyasa room, in an Ashtanga room. And the most important thing is, where the teaching's coming from. If it's coming from the heart, it's coming from a place of experience. And if the teacher is teaching from a place of experience, there's a lot of different ways to get the same end result. And for whatever reason, having some variety in our world tends to be something that people are attracted to. The one size fits all doesn't seem to really work when it comes to yoga practices. So hot yoga these days has expanded to be anything from a Baron Baptiste style power yoga class in a slightly heated room to a very something very similar to a Bikram class in a room just as hot as a Bikram class. And in Asia, there's quite a few different things being taught as hot yoga. At our studios, we teach something called absolute hot yoga, which is a series of 50 classical hatha yoga postures, 21 of which are very, very similar to the Bikram series, many of which are variations of those classic hatha yoga poses, and then a few poses integrated from other traditions, power vinyasa poses like downward facing dog and side plank, child pose, these kinds of things. But in terms of the goal of the class, the challenge and level of the class, it's nearly identical to something you'd find in a beginning level Bikram yoga class.
And I believe from the people that I've been in contact with that you still manage to capture that same intense satisfaction that you get from a Bikram yoga class,
Absolutely, yeah.
which is what you're talking about, is how do you get that same outcome with differently structured series? That's what you're after, that feeling at the end that keeps you coming back.
That's right. Yeah, because really, it's that end feeling is really what you need. Because we all know the difficulty to actually doing your practice every day, and there's so few people who actually follow through. And the thing that's so nice about the hot yoga tradition is there is that instant gratification that really keeps you motivated to come back day in and day out.
And also, I think the beauty of it is the huge accessibility of hot yoga and Bikram yoga, because it's so broad and gets people at a beginner's level. Whereas some of the more challenging Ashtanga styles of the vinyasa flow can be more exclusive and more challenging beyond what the regular student is looking for to get out of a yoga class.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. At my studio, we'd have, our hot yoga classes, we'd literally have people from age 14 to 65, people who weigh 100 pounds, people who weigh 300 pounds, and they all have a great class, and they all share that experience together. Whereas you have an Ashtanga class or Vinyasa class, it is appealing to a very specific group of people, which has its benefit. But there's something really powerful about a yoga class that casts that broad net and can just welcome in anyone. No, nothing required to come in, you know?
There's nothing preventing you, even if you've got some physical disability, or it's just about your commitment, and you can get a really good class that's simple, consistent, positive, and accessible to everybody. So I agree
Exactly.
totally.
Yeah.
So you've got talked about hot yoga and Bikram yoga. What, in your opinion, then, Lucas, makes a great teacher and a great class?
Well, yeah, I've been fortunate enough to work with over 150 teachers myself. I've worked at some very, very large studios with lots and lots of teachers. So we'd have teachers-only classes and teachers' workshops and sessions and things like this. And I've also been fortunate enough to hire over a dozen teachers myself to work for me. So I know, and now I've trained over 100 teachers as well through our program. So I know very, very well. You know, I can see them coming. I can see a good teacher coming, and it's an interesting thing because it's not the things that you would commonly think. What makes a good teacher? It's always these questions. You know, am I going to be a good teacher? Am I going to get a job? Am I going to be successful? And my experience has been that the best teachers, hands down, are always the ones who are most passionate about what they're doing. And there's a lot of different ways to be passionate, but it's the ones who are the most passionate about what they're doing. It's not the ones with the best speaking voices. It's not the ones with the best practice. Almost never is the ones with the best practice. It's not the ones with the most experience. It's almost always the ones with the most passion. And people can feel that passion a mile away. You don't have to speak it. You don't have to tell them about it. You don't have to preach it. They can feel it. And there's 100 different ways to teach a class. You can scream your head off. You can yell at people. You know, I've been to classes where teachers swear in class. There's a lot of different ways to teach a class, and all of them can work. But it's that underlying element, that real passion for what you're doing and what you have to share. I've found that really comes through, and that's the best class. And it goes beyond style of yoga. It goes beyond the structure of the class. It's really that transmission of energy from teacher to student, sharing something that they truly believe is going to help you.
And I'd probably add to that, I'd agree with that totally, but I also would add the fact that not only passion, but it would have to, for me, have someone who was interested, had an outcome that I got something out of the class. It wasn't just about being dogmatically passionate, but about having compassion as well and respect for the student in the class. So,
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely, yeah. Because for sure, I think what you're getting at is there are a lot of teachers who are kind of on an ego trip, and that never flies. But a teacher who is passionately sharing and passionately interested in uplifting the energy and the consciousness of their students, I mean, that's really what makes an amazing class for me.
Beautifully put. So I guess they go hand in hand. Great teacher, great class. That's they kind of dovetail together. And as the as someone who runs the enormously successful program where teachers train to be hot yoga teachers, what makes a great teacher training?
Well, what makes a great teacher training? It would kind of go back to that. It would kind of go back to that same principle for me. There is certainly a technical aspect of a teacher training which is very, very important, and which is lacking in a lot of teacher trainings all over the world. And it's this idea that what people often go to is what I would call like a yoga camp, a yoga summer camp, and they go and they practice a lot of yoga, they talk a lot about yoga, and they learn a lot about the history and philosophy behind yoga, but they don't actually get the practical skills needed to teach, kind of the nuts and the bolts of teaching a class. And that's very, very important. And like I said, I've worked with nearly 150 different yoga teachers, and the ones that are almost always the most prepared to teach are ones that come from teacher trainings that were very regimented and focused on teaching skills. In other words, there's always more time to learn more about yoga philosophy, history, and things like this. But when you're first learning to teach, the core of your training program needs to focus on nuts and bolts, stand up in front of a room, using your voice and your body to carry people through the class successfully, because that's sort of like the starting gate point for any teacher. And then the second thing kind of goes back to what we were just talking about a moment ago, and it's just this idea of imbuing your students with passion and helping people to convey their passion for their practice to their students. And there's really nothing that gets people more excited than that.
Well, I've heard many, many great testimonials about your teacher training, and I know that it's highly successful. And if you're interested in knowing more about Lucas's teacher training, you can go to www.hotyogadoctor.com/training.zip. Sorry about that. I'm going to repeat it. It's hotyogadoctor.com/training, training.zip. And you can download an application and just find out what Lucas has to offer. So we said we were going to give some tips on what people can do. Do you have any idea? Can you tell us what you would recommend for a student listening right now? What would make their class better tomorrow? What can they take away from our conversation?
Yeah, so as a student, one thing that you'll find is that yoga practice can become kind of overwhelming. You walk in, especially in a hot yoga class, and there's so much going on, and oftentimes your body is not really it's not really doing what you want it to do. So what I always tell people, the simplest way to make your class successful is just to focus on one or maximum two different things that you can think about all through the class. So, you know, if you're doing a hot yoga class, something as simple as keeping your eyes, you know, connected in the mirror throughout the class, something as simple as keeping your breath steady and deep through your nose throughout the class, something as simple as trying to keep your right thigh engaged in the standing postures. If you can just focus on one little thing, it's really easy to be successful. Where I find that people get kind of down on themselves is they're trying to have the perfect back bend and the perfect twist and the perfect this and the perfect that, and there's just too many things, and they walk away feeling like, I can't do yoga. And you hear students say this sometimes, and it's just kind of a ridiculous thing to say, but people say it, I can't do yoga.
It's funny that they distill it down to something that is about appearance as opposed to something technical that's going to advance their practice as a whole and give them benefits, holistic benefits. You're right.
And it's also this idea as if someone can and can't do it, and it's really not like that. Everyone can do yoga, and no matter how advanced you get at, say, physical postures, there's always 1,000 more physical postures to do. So the process never ends, and the real strength of that yoga gives you is when you pick something challenging, like a yoga class, specific posture, a back bend, a twist, a balancing pose, whatever it is, and you try it and you try it and try it, and then you learn it. And this is the same way we build self-esteem or self-confidence in anything we do. We pick something challenging and we do it again and again and again until we learn it. And then we pick something new and we do it again and again and again. And from there, our character, our strength, our self-esteem grows and snowballs from there. So when you walk into a class, again, that's the biggest thing I always tell people. Just think about one thing today. Maybe it's something your teacher suggests. Maybe it's something you suggest to yourself you know you need to work on. But if each class you can just have one primary focus, it's really easy to be successful. And a lot of us set ourselves up for failure in life, and there's really no reason to it. It's really easy to be a winner when you just pick one thing. So you pick one thing, focus on it, and you can walk away from every single class feeling successful, because it is possible to make big, big progress when you pick just one area of your practice to work on during your 90 minutes.
Absolutely. And what I tend to use that kind of analogy as well sometimes with taking on a new skill and talking about how that skill, when you focus on that one thing, over a short amount of time, you become so good at practicing it, it becomes an unconscious skill, and leaving your conscious awareness open to take on the next new skill. And that's how I see the practice really evolving. Thanks for that. So, that was for the student. What about for a teacher to be able to give a better class tomorrow?
For a teacher, what I find is the most helpful instruction that a teacher can do is really just to be clear. Be very, very clear about the message that you're trying to deliver. Oftentimes, especially new teachers, will be very excited to be in front of a room. They'll be very, very excited about all this knowledge they have, and they'll try to share too much. And the information comes in one ear and it goes out the other ear. Some of the best classes taught by the best teachers, if you were to actually record the class and write down the points that they're delivering, whether they're technical or whether it's a spiritual message, whatever they're trying to teach you, you'll find that the best teachers' teachings are incredibly simple to the point where you could probably sum up their entire class's message in one or two sentences. And from a teaching perspective, a very good way to approach class is to have your message before class determined in your mind in those one or two sentences, and then take the whole class to kind of extrapolate. Because again, people walk into a yoga class and they've got all sorts of things on their mind. They're thinking about their bad relationship or their hard day at the office or their kids who are driving them crazy or whatever it is. And only a little portion of what you say is going to go in and stick. So there's no point in talking about a million different things. The best thing you can really do to help somebody focus on, again, it just comes back to the same message, this power of focus. Focus on a few simple things each class that you can help people move forward on.
Almost as if you're choosing a theme.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It does definitely works.
Yeah.
The funny thing is we met because I wanted to talk to the person who developed and markets the yoga supplement that both Robert and I love and continue to take daily. So we want to thank you very much for that. And if you want to find out more about that, I'm going to ask Lucas to tell us about that. You can find out about it on our website at www.hotyogadoctor.com/flex, FLEX. So, Lucas, tell us about Yoga Body Naturals. It's now into its second very successful year of being launched. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, what happened is, about like I said, when I first learned about hot yoga, I started getting into healthy eating as well. They kind of go hand in hand. For me, what happened is I'd go to hot yoga class, and about halfway through, I'd start feeling sick, and I could kind of taste the meat and the food that I was eating during the day. And I just kind of disgusted myself with sort of the smells and tastes that were coming out of me in hot yoga. It's a very, very detoxifying practice, as you know. And so it becomes really obvious all the bad things you're doing to yourself. And so I started experimenting with health food. And like a lot of things, I get kind of obsessive compulsive, and I kind of went a lot further than most people would go. And I started eating all raw food and experimenting with a lot of superfoods and superfood supplements. And what I found a long, long time ago is that specific superfood supplements immediately made my body feel more flexible, more limber, quicker recovery. I felt like I got winded less often, which was important for me because in hot yoga I kept falling over. And this original formula had different quantities when it originally started, and I played with it for a number of years, and I kept telling so many people that it worked. And of course, people were skeptical. Nobody ever believed me, but then I started seriously making big, big flexibility gains quickly.
Well,
When I first started.
I have to just interrupt you there and say, look, initially I found it absolutely unbelievable when I read the blurb that a pill could make you more flexible. But hey, now I'm a convert and I recommend it on my website, and it's a real honest recommendation because I really feel fantastic. And Robert has a great story about using it as well, about how he said, "Oh, I haven't read that stuff, but I used it, but somehow I feel better today." I said, "Well," and he listed a whole the benefits you talk about. I said, well, that's exactly what it's supposed to do. Oh, sorry, I had to interrupt on that one. Carry on.
Yeah, no problem. So I mean, it's one of these things that I've been teaching, and everybody's been teaching for many, many years. Is this idea that the food you eat is the most powerful drug on the planet. It's one of the most influential things on the way you're going to feel. But for some reason, there's this huge disconnect. People will go to McDonald's, and then they'll feel like crap at 3 in the afternoon, and somehow they just don't connect the dots. Well, I went a lot further than connecting the dots. I kind of used myself as a guinea pig, and I experimented with all sorts of different diets, all sorts of different supplements, and I found that not only does it have an impact, it has a huge, huge impact on our physical body. I mean, it makes sense, right? Our food is the fuel for our body. Obviously, it's going to affect the way we move. So anyway, I came up with this formula and I used it for many, many years and I kept telling people about it. Nobody believed me and nobody would really try it. And the problem was originally is I have six different supplements in one. So when I try to give it to people, I hand them six big bottles of stuff, you know, gross tasting powders and weird green tinctures and these kinds of things. And nobody would take it. You know, they just wouldn't take it. So finally, I decided, you know what I need to do is I need to put this in a nice veggie capsule so people can just swallow it down. It's really simple, all in one, because ease of use is really important for people. People are busy; they don't want to carry around six bottles of junk like I do all day. So yeah, I made it into a supplement, and I just thought, you know what, I'll just see how this goes. I'm just going to run with this and see how it goes. And it's just been going great, and I've just been getting great feedback. I have students in something like 18 or maybe it's 21 countries. I can't remember. I lost count. But people all over the world using Yoga Body, getting really great results, helping them with their practice. It helps you heal quicker. For most people, it helps you feel like you're warmed up sooner, so you feel like you have less time in that sort of stiff, unfun zone when you first start practicing. And yeah, so that's the story.
Well, I can concur with that one. I continue to take it, and I also feel that it helps me on the days that I don't do yoga as well. There's definitely great benefits in recovery and just feeling good. So thank you very much for that. And once
Sure.
again, if you want to find out more about that, go to hotyogadoctor.com/flex. So, Lucas, thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed talking with you, connecting with you on so many lovely topics, and it's been really wonderful to learn from your broad experience as a yogi, as well as someone who has fantastic experience teaching and working with lots of different teachers all around the world. And it's been really great to hear about your own transformation and how you turned your life around completely with yoga. And so thank you so much about that. Just to recap, Lucas, you mentioned a couple of really great takeaway ideas for students to focus on the next class, and that one was about focusing on one thing to really hone in on something that you can, something concrete that you can do, maybe connecting in the mirror, one thing that you can do, maybe one or two things, locking out your leg really well, or connecting with your own eyes in the mirror, or making sure you have a beautiful, continuous diaphragmatic breath. And then for teachers, to the idea of theming your class so that there's not too much going into to the student's mind at any one class, that you can really help them focus their own mind energies as well. Would that be right, Lucas?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, great. So the one thing I didn't mention was that Lucas, in conjunction with his supplement, also has a fantastic 15-minute stretch guide. You can get that by writing directly to me on info@hotyogadoctor.com, and I will send you the link. And of course, if you want to know more about the Yoga Body supplement, go to hotyogadoctor.com/flex. Here's the web address for finding out about Lucas's own hot yoga teacher training, and you can go to, I'm going to spell it out for you, www.quickfityoga.com/hotyogatraining.htm. Oh, that's quickfityoga.com/hotyogatraining.htm. Now, You already know if you are a registered user on our Hot Yoga Doctor forum or receive our newsletters from either Quick Fit Yoga or Hot Yoga Doctor that we're always giving you tons of free stuff that improve your lifestyle and your practice. We're about to add tons of new resources, including a brand new photo index of the hot yoga poses. So if you're not already a registered user, then you should be. Oh, and stay tuned for some really big news that's brewing. I can't wait to share it with you. So thanks again, Lucas. I really enjoyed connecting with you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Gabriel. Nice to be here, and I'm glad I got to share a little bit with some of your students.
And good luck on your journey. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a
Namaste.
lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.